Claire Friedman.
All right, I'm here to present you. My voice cracked. The first line. I'm going to start over. I'm here to present you with a posit. And I will welcome anyone to come up afterwards and debate me on this or just open it up for discussion at the end because I'm interested in hearing other perspectives. But here is my opinion. My opinion is that our nerdy shit is way better than nerdy shit has ever been. And I will back up that opinion with evidence. So we've discussed several times throughout a few different Nerdalog shows different reasons of why modern society has co-opted the mantle of nerd and why there seem to be so many cool nerds now. And kids who wear glasses being like, oh my god, I'm such a nerd. I read Harry Potter. Oh my god, I'm such a nerd. And there have been different opinions on that. Some people reject those people and say, no, those are not nerds. They don't get it that we've been put down. And other people want to embrace them and say, hey, we're all nerds in different ways. And my opinion is that neither is really right because we just have way better stuff than we used to. And so it's become more accessible. And I was thinking of different examples, and my go-to is Batman, because Batman's amazing, but Batman's always been kind of cool. Like, comic books were much more acceptable many years ago, and Batman has always been mainstream enough that you could never be like, oh, you like Batman? What a nerd. That rich guy with all the cool stuff. Puh. Dorks. But you can look at something that's been around for a long time, like Lord of the Rings, which has been around forever and ever and ever. And it used to be, yeah, sure, a lot of people read Lord of the Rings, but not a lot of people really embraced Lord of the Rings. And now if you say, oh man, I really like Lord of the Rings, it's like saying, oh yeah, I really like that movie that won 11 Academy Awards and everyone liked. Because we made it even better. We took that wonderful basis of those books and those stories and that culture and expanded upon it and expanded outwards and used it to embrace a greater portion of society. And I was trying to think of a place that real hard nerds go to and that is indisputably uncool. And the place I arrived was D&D. And I don't think, I just really truly do not think that cool kids play Dungeons and Dragons. And I was looking up stats on it earlier tonight, and, because I'm a nerd. Turns out between 20 and 30 million people in the United States have played Dungeons and Dragons, which is between 1 in 10 to 1 in 15 Americans, which means that's two kids in every elementary school class will at some time in their life play Dungeons and Dragons. And I don't think that that's really going to expand into a greater portion of society, but here's the other thing that I think. I don't think that those two kids are automatically going to be the two most outcast kids in their entire class. I think that the true hard nerds will continue to be the kids that just can't relate to anyone else around them. And we've been talking a lot lately as a society about cyberbullying and about the expansion and pervasiveness that that has become. And I think that it's analogous to music. We used to have top 40 stations and we used to have, like, we know jocks and cheerleaders and the Beatles are cool. And, you know, Ryan Seacrest tells us that and we're done. And now we have iTunes and Spotify and Sirius and so many different musical genres and artistic genres and everything else that we can spread out. So to test this theory, I talked to a cool 16-year-old that I know, which is my little brother, who's a cool kid. We try not to resent him for the fact that he's a cool kid. He's really nice. He's a cool kid. He's never had a problem making friends. And so I was asking him about this, And he and his friends would never really make fun of people for the things they do or the things they like, because we all like so many things that you can like whatever you want, and everyone else is going to like what they want, and we're all going to be fine with that. The kids that are still the lowest, though, are the kids that can't find anything to like and can't find anything to latch on to. And I think that those are the kids that need to be looked out for. Whether they're nerds or not, in a pop culture sense or in a sense of things they embrace, I think not only the kids, but the people who are on the outsides are the people that we need to bring in and say, hey, we may not like the same things, but you probably like something, and that's cool.
That got real touching at the end there. I was going to make some funny comments, but now I don't feel like it. That was heavy.
I'll make some.
I'll make some.
I played D&D yesterday, so...
It started off like a...
What you want to say about that shit, Claire?
It started off like a...
Break that thing in your open...
Whatever, Claire!
I feel like that was a public service announcement. Like, that's how a commercial starts. Like, 1 in 15 kids play D&D in their lifetime.
It's so interesting. I didn't realize, like, how much it would be. And then I was thinking about, like, the people I went to school with. I was like, wait, yeah, that's about right.
I would like to argue that D&D has been mainstreamed, and they call it fantasy football.
I really like how we've nerdified sports.
Yeah.
How, like, there are so many statistics for baseball now.
Uh-huh.
Like,
it's a math game.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
My older brother started watching baseball because he likes sabermetrics so much.
Awesome. I call it Mathutainment.
All right, and, before the football season, mark my words, we will have a sports-themed episode. That would be like August or something, because I definitely have thoughts on the fantasy football thing as well. But anyway, what a fun topic this was, Claire. We'll get back to this after the